blood pressure and the brain, minding your blood pressure could prevent Alzheimer's. Hypertension is at the root of cognitive decline. It's becoming increasingly clear that high blood pressure, or hypertension, is at the root of much cognitive decline that has previously been attributed to aging. The more that scientists scrutinize brain function, and especially memory, the more they conclude that we have the ability to keep our memory and spirit strong well into old age. It's becoming increasingly clear that high blood pressure, or hypertension, is at the root of much cognitive decline that has previously been attributed to aging. Hypertension is defined as blood pressure of 140/90 or above. The first number is the measurement of the blood's force against artery walls when the heart is beating. The second number is the pressure between beats. A person is hypertensive if either number is too high. Most people think salt is the culprit in high blood pressure. In the vast majority of hypertensives, salt isn't the root of the problem. Only about one-third of people with high blood pressure are what doctors call salt sensitive. The rest of the folks can eat all the salt they want without seeing much change in their blood pressure, says Shari Waldstein, Ph.D., associate professor of psychology at the University of Maryland at Baltimore County, who studies the cognitive consequences of hypertension. People whose diets are not to blame can pinpoint the problem through a trial of medications that target differing pathways in the body. Blood pressure is affected by many of the body's systems, including kidney function, hormones such as insulin and the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. Regardless of cause, high blood pressure is extremely dangerous, especially for people who don't know they have it, typically people who rarely see a doctor. Hypertension has few symptoms. Some sufferers complain of headaches, nosebleeds or shortness of breath, but for the most part the body suffers in silence. High blood pressure does its damage by weakening the blood vessels over time, leading the inner lining to slough off. Vessels can be weakened to the point that they tear, causing sudden death or disability via a stroke or aneurysm. Hypertension can also lead to heart attacks. But long before it creates a health emergency, hypertension takes a subtle toll on mental faculties. It can reduce attention, learning, memory and decision-making skills in ways that can be clearly seen in studies. Generally, whatever problems impact cardiovascular health also affect cognitive functioning, says Merrill Elias, Ph.D., a professor of epidemiology at Boston University who has studied hypertension for 35 years. Indeed, some researchers now believe that a substantial amount of age-related mental decline has little to do with age and much to do with blood pressure. Waldstein says there's a large body of research linking hypertension directly to brain function, but scientists don't yet know how it causes damage at the cellular level. Elias says high blood pressure exerts a constant stress on the brain and cardiovascular system that appears to be cumulative. It's more of a problem for people who don't go to the doctor, he says. Just think of it as your brain taking a hit every day. The damage to the brain can come in a variety of forms. In the elderly, more than half of whom suffer from hypertension, the damage can be detected on MRIs in the form of white matter lesions. These are pinpoint lesions in the brain's message-carrying axons that affect cognitive function, especially weakening memory and reasoning and significantly impacting quality of life. High blood pressure can also cause small strokes that may go unnoticed, but which diminish the brain's capacity to function. Other people who have chronic hypertension actually have small spots on their brain where the tissue is dead, says Elias. But that doesn't mean that high blood pressure is a disease of old age. For one thing, many people who are in their 20s and 30s suffer from it as well. It's especially important for younger people to control their blood pressure so that the damage doesn't start early and snowball over time. But neither is high blood pressure inevitable with age. Blood pressure can be kept in check by keeping cholesterol low, not smoking, and limiting salt. But perhaps the most important factor is keeping obesity at bay, a struggle most Americans are not winning. People with serious mental illnesses often experience high blood pressure and elevated levels of stress hormones and adrenaline, which increase the heart rate. Antipsychotic medication has also been linked with the development of an abnormal heart rhythm. These physical changes interfere with cardiovascular function and significantly elevate the risk of developing heart disease among people with mental illnesses. Similarly, people with serious mental illnesses also experience higher rates of many other risk factors for heart disease, such as poor nutrition, lack of access to preventive health screenings, and obesity. In Canada, women with depression are 80% more likely to experience heart disease than women without depression. This is attributed to both biological and social factors. Similarly, people with mental illnesses have up to a 3 times greater likelihood of having a stroke. Conversely, there are significantly elevated rates of depression among people with heart disease. It is 3 times more likely that a person with heart disease will experience depression when compared to people who do not have heart problems. Depression also often occurs following a stroke. Coexisting heart disease and mental illness contribute to worse health status and higher healthcare utilization rates. Similarly, psychological distress has been shown to slow rehabilitation from stroke and increase the risk of stroke-related death. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute website states that high blood pressure, HBP, is a serious condition that can lead to coronary heart disease, also called coronary artery disease, heart failure, stroke, kidney failure, and other health problems. Blood pressure in general is the measure of the pressure of blood against artery walls while blood is pumped from the heart, according to the website. In order to be healthy, blood pressure must be consistently in the normal range. Improved my health. Changed my life. Saved my life. In order to prevent or treat high blood pressure, it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle, follow the doctor's orders and any treatment plans. Risk factors for high blood pressure include older age, family history, certain races and ethnicities, and being obese or overweight. If you have a certain age and gender combination, or engage in unhealthy lifestyle choices, like unhealthy diet and exercise routines, you may be at higher risk. According to the website, the risk factors like being obese or overweight, as well as having an unhealthy lifestyle, can be linked to many other mental and physical health issues besides high blood pressure. Besides these loose connections, there are some actual direct links between high blood pressure and mental health issues. The American Heart Association website lists other risk factors for high blood pressure, including drinking too much alcohol, which could also be associated with the mental health condition of alcoholism. Although the website concedes there is not a scientifically proven strong association among stress, sleep apnea, and high blood pressure, those two conditions are related to mental health and could be risk factors. Sleep apnea is a type of sleep disorder that is more specifically labeled as a breathing-related sleep disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Vascular dementia and high blood pressure. Vascular dementia and high blood pressure. Uncontrolled high blood pressure can cause problems by damaging and narrowing the blood vessels in your brain. Over time, this raises the risk of a blood vessel becoming blocked or bursting. If a blood cannot carry energy and oxygen to a part of the brain due to a blocked or burst blood vessel, some cells in the brain may be damaged, or even die. This damage can sometimes affect a person's memory, thinking, or language.